Welcome back to the Saturday Splash with Lynn and Maddie from the Greenville County Soil and Water Conservation District. We are here with our special guest, Erin Brownlee, and she is from Greenville Rec, and we are talking community gardens this morning.
That's right. So hopefully you were tuned in to hear all about the new community garden program that Greenville Rec is launching in April. So check out their website for that. Get signed up now. By the time April comes, they will be full. They're filling up really quickly. We are talking about gardens. So happens that Erin here, she's a pest expert. So we're talking about...
I don't know about that.
You know more than I do anyway. I'm here to learn. We were talking about natural ways to keep pests out of your garden and planting trap... They're trap crops?
Trap crops.
That's trap crop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So plant...
It's a trap. So yes. You put it out there and all of those bugs that you don't want on your other plants will go on there and then you can destroy it or you can just say, hey... Keep eating it. I have a soft heart for all insects. And yeah. So I try to rehome them or plant extra for them whenever I can. I had a tomato hornworm that devoured several of our pepper plants at work. They do like pepper plants as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now that one I was going to squish and I took it in to show everybody in the office because it's so big and I knew they hadn't seen it. And we had someone, our HR person, wanted to take it home and keep it.
Okay, then.
Oh, no.
I said, that's fine. Take it to your own garden.
You see, that's nice of you to be friendly to bugs because we were talking in the break about how I had squash bugs last year. And I took them and I picked them off my plant and then I whapped them with a...
You squashed them. They're squash plants.
Exactly.
Yeah, I did. My husband said, I have never seen you so violent because I was like, no, these are my good zucchinis. You will not eat my zucchinis.
One of the best ways I have found to deal with pests, especially when you're using a small garden like ours, the 4x8 garden, you can get in there and control almost everything by hand. Right now, I have some cabbage worms, they're little caterpillars, all over our brassicas. So those are our cabbages, our kales, and not our kales.
Like broccoli?
Our broccoli, our cauliflower, and our collards. And so I just go out there each day and I pick them off by hand. And I just, you either can squish them or if you can't handle that, you can throw them in a cup of soapy water. Hand picking. Using row covers is something we'll talk about. And there are some safer alternatives. So we use some soap sprays, some pepper sprays, things like that.
Yeah, that's what I used in my house to kill pests. Usually it's just soap and water. I mean,
soap,
you don't have
water.
To go to the extreme of all these chemicals.
Exactly. Soap and water is wonderful. I was actually out there today getting rid of aphids that were on some of our brassica crops as well. And I sprayed them with water.
Yeah.
Really hard jet of water. They have soft bodies and they'll just squish.
It's interesting. Now, aphids, those usually go on tomatoes. Is that right?
Oh, aphids go on everything.
And ladybugs eat them though, don't they?
They do. There are so many kinds of aphids and they love so many different things and they'll usually hide underneath so you don't see them until you flip over that leaf and it's absolutely covered. They come in a wide variety of colors. But they have really soft bodies, so you can squish them by hand. You can use a jet of water from your hose and just squirt them off. And then, yes, you want to leave those ladybugs. Let them come. It's another reason we don't spray pesticides in our garden is that we want some of those insects to live. We want those ladybugs to come in. And if I spray the whole garden with pesticides to kill the aphids, well, I'm going to kill the ladybugs too.
So downside, it doesn't just target what you want it to target.
Exactly.
It will kill everything.
It kills everything. So instead, I find alternative ways to deal with them.
Have you used diatomaceous earth at all in your gardens?
I haven't. I have heard that can be really useful. I haven't.
Yeah, actually, I use that a lot as pest control. You can get food grade diatomaceous earth, so it's safe to use in your home if you've got pets or kids, or I mean, even you know, it's not a chemical. It's like a, I think it's basically just like really finely ground up seashell calcium something.
It's supposed to like cut up the insides of the bugs that eat it.
It cuts the exoskeletons and it dries them out. It's actually really, if anybody has flea problems, my dog, she's very social. She brought in a lot of friends one day. And so I sprayed one room with chemical and then I couldn't handle the smell and I went through so many chemicals and it didn't feel good. So then I went to the store and bought some diatomaceous earth. It's also called DE, diatomaceous earth, and just sprinkled that all over the carpet and on the rugs and things. And they were gone within a couple of days.
Wow. And
I've used that for ant control at my house, to just figure out where the ants are coming from and lay a little outside of, you know, your door and their nest and where they're coming from if they're getting inside.
Yeah. I have to say that was really good for me too. I had, this last year I grew eggplants and I had the flea beetles on the eggplants and I spread some diatomaceous earth because my boss told me about it and it killed all the flea beetles. Wow. And now my eggplants, well, not now because they're done now, but they produced the whole entire season long. For those of you who are interested in that solution, we'll put a link on our website, SaturdaySplash.com, so you can get diatomaceous earth.
Yeah.
That's one of the great things about community gardens is that, so that's something I haven't used. I know other people who have. And so I like to hear other people's stories and say, what worked for you? And that's a great thing in a community garden. You can look at your neighbor and say, what's that? What are you doing?
Yeah. You know, especially if you're just starting off.
Exactly.
And you just want to experiment.
Well, I've been gardening forever and I still haven't tried that.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm like, whoa, okay, it works. Because there's a lot of things you hear about and you don't know, do they really work or don't they? So I love to hear what other people are doing.
I think it's always really super interesting, and we're fortunate because we have our boss, Kirsten Robertson, is our district manager, and she is a farmer, and we also work in the office with Lynn Newton, our NRCS agent, so we have a wealth of information available to us, and so that's good, but other people maybe don't have that wealth of information, so the whole community garden idea is fantastic. And let me ask you, I was thinking about it, and we have a lot of scout troops that contact us and they want a project. I bet a community garden plot would be great for scouts, wouldn't it?
It would. There's so many ways they could help us if the community gardens were actually taking volunteers for our first two garden builds. One is October 22nd at East Riverside, and the other is November 5th at the Pavilion. So I have groups coming to help, including a scout group is coming on October 22nd, a group of Girl Scouts. And then they're actually extending that project. They're going to be researching our beneficial insects and things that we can do to help protect our bees, our wasps and things. And they're going to be helping me to plant the perimeter of our garden at East Riverside with flowers and things that will attract those beneficials. And then they're going to be creating signs to educate the public about it. And they're adopting a bed and they're going to be planting that in the spring and harvesting the food and donating it to a local food pantry in the fall.
This just gets better and better.
I know. I'm so excited to be working with them.
That's really cool. So scout groups, what about if you had a homeschool group, they could do something like that. Volunteer groups. That's really cool. So would you be the one to talk to if volunteers wanted to come help?
Yes.
Great.
And my contact information is all there at Greenville Rec. If you go to greenvillerec.com, you'll see the community garden program right there on the front page and you can get a hold of me.
And we'll link to that one too. So you can, if you go to saturdaysplash.com, you can also find it.
That's awesome. This is a little slightly off topic, but I wanted to remind everybody that the Conservation District, we do have a lending library. So we've got lots of books about gardening, about composting, organic practices, permaculture, a lot of different topics. So if you're interested in trying some of these practices out and you don't know where to start, stop by the Conservation District. We're at University Ridge, where you go to pay your taxes, County Square there. Stop on by and we can lend you some books and get you started.
Yeah, we're all about teaching people what they need to know. And that's why we have this radio show, so we can talk about interesting things and teach people. So, you know, we talked about trap gardening or trap crops. It's hard to say trap crops.
It
sounds like really
There's
bad.
There's another word for it, but I can't think of it right now.
So the other thing is, what types of things? Okay, so I have, like I said, I have the two four foot raised bed gardens right now. What should I be thinking about? It's starting to get cold. I'm going to guess that you said we're year round here. So what can I plant in my beds right now?
Do you know what? The easiest thing that you can plant right now is garlic. Growing Ooh. Your own garlic is so simple and so wonderful and so fulfilling. Next week, the children in our after school program will be planting garlic at our gardens. And you just separate the clove, stick it in the ground, leave it alone. Come spring, you'll notice that the top part will be growing even more. And when that starts to die back, you pull it up and there's that whole head of garlic.
So it's like a good return.
I can go to the store.
It's a huge return. And they grow so well in raised bed gardens because the one thing they don't really like is to stay too wet. And a great thing about a raised bed is that it has good drainage.
Okay, so this would work in a container garden too,
garlic,
if you just have a pot.
Onions. I've got right now in the gardens, I've planted broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts. I've got kale. I've got lettuces. I have spinach, radishes. All those things are growing right now, and those are going to continue. And we'll see what happens. I found in my 4 years living here in the upstate that every winter is different. Mm-hmm. And last year I was harvesting asparagus on New Year's Day.
Wow.
Which I did not expect.
It was warm last year.
It was a weird year.
And then it got cold and snowy and crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I'll keep my parsley going year round.
Oh, yeah.
And if we're going to get a freeze, I just go out there and I put some of my fall leaves on top of it or some straw. And insulates it. And then when the warm weather comes back, uncover it again. And there we go. So
that's awesome.
If I want to plant garlic, I just go to the grocery store and buy some garlic. How does that work?
You can. But if you do, make sure you get organic. Mm-hmm. Traditional garlic or conventional garlic has been treated with something to keep it from germinating because you don't want it growing at home. Mm-hmm. So you want to make sure you get organic garlic. And then you just divide those cloves and you can bury them about 2 inches deep. Make sure the pointy end is up.
Ah, see, that's good news. That's good information.
And then, you know, water them in. We haven't had much water this year so far, so you might give them a little water in, but really you can ignore them. We usually get a nice wet winter. They'll start to produce some roots and maybe get a little bit of top growth this winter, and then they'll kind of just hang out. And then in the spring, they're going to start to grow a lot more again. And it's great. The other way is to purchase actual, what they call it, a seed garlic. It's not a seed. It is a clove of garlic. Okay. And you can purchase that from many different suppliers. That's a great way to get a lot of unusual different varieties. There are many different kinds of garlic, and you can try all different kinds.
That's awesome. Well, Erin Brownlee has been our guest, the program coordinator for the gardening education with Greenville Rec. So check out greenvillerec.com to start your community garden plot. And stay tuned, Saturday Splash. Actually, we're coming to the end of it today. But tune in 7 a.m. every Saturday here on 94.5 WGTK The Answer.